Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Misconnection Wednesday, brought to you by Optivision. LASIK is $13.50 regardless of your prescription. Call them today. 1-800-20-HAPPY. That is their number. Let's do it.
Bartender, Plan B, Kekauna. There's a bartender at Plan B in Kekauna, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The name she used was Red. She is tall.
Was Red?
Red.
Red.
Red. She is tall with red hair and is extremely friendly. I want to tell her how much of a great person she is, how I would love to ask her out.
Right.
But from what I hear, she has a boyfriend.
Mm.
So I will have to admire her from afar. Anyway, I would really like to thank her for making my day every time I talk to her. Red.
Thank you, Red.
Way to go, Red.
Mm.
You texted the wrong person. How can you be so brash and call me all those things and dump me, but later on text me? I thought women were hot and cold, but the only thing hot was your fuse, and your heart is cold as ice towards me. Please stop confusing me.
Are you missing your earrings? Holding you last night was the most awesome feeling I've had in a while. I do truly love you, and always will. I know we can never be together.
Never.
What a shame. We could rule the world. But I guess that's the problem. I'm the only one in love. And that's been the problem the whole time. I hope you and your man will be happy. Why were they holding each other?
I do not know.
Anyway.
All right.
Looking for the lady who was at the expo wearing an archery shirt and gray boots. You were very pleasant to talk to, and I can't stop thinking about you and your long locks. I'd like to hear more about your golden or your Irish setter. Dude, he's really talking about an Irish setter.
Carmela's.
Carmela's.
We were talking about Carmela's, and you said the reason you hadn't been there yet was because you didn't want to go alone. I'm not sure if I was supposed to take that as a hint or not, but dumb me, I didn't. So, if you were trying to hint at something that I didn't get, let me know, LOL. I find you very interesting. Send me a pic or let me know where we had this conversation so I'd know it's you, Smiley.
Nobody ever seems to be able to ask the question when the question presents itself. You notice that? There's always like, I should, I didn't, I could... Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear John, guess the title says it all. Not playing second fiddle to anyone, and the cash cow has gone dry. See you around.
You were right. I do these things to myself for some psychotic reason. I always think it'll be different. I don't know. I don't know how I always get so lost and remain so sure that there's light at the end of this tunnel. I'm either getting crazier or more sane. I can't tell. And depending on the day or the outlook, it could go either way. So thanks for watching. I don't know why you do.
It's Misconnection Wednesday on IXX, brought to you by Optivision.
Pretty Patty. This was your contact name in my phone. What you did to me was terrible. It was the worst thing anyone has done to me, and I once had a woman make me think she was interested in me just so I would give her my beater card that I was going to junk. 9 days shy of our 6-month anniversary. We went out for your brother's birthday with your family. Everything seemed fine. We went bowling after dinner. Everything again seemed normal. We went back to your place and watched 2 movies with your brother and daughter. All seemed good. We kissed goodnight and told each other I love you like we'd done so many times before. I left as happy as ever. My beautiful lady was in love with me. I felt like the luckiest man on earth. Monday, 7 days shy of our 6-month anniversary, after work, I get a Facebook IM that you're ending this relationship. My heart instantly broke into 1,000,000 pieces. Was it really that I held your hand for a few minutes during the second movie? Is it really because I made you and your daughters a few things at work on the water jet? Is it really because you said love comes from a deeper attraction that you said you felt we didn't have even though we couldn't keep our hands off each other just a couple months earlier and tried to spend as much time as possible together? Or was it something else? Was it because I never got mad at anything? Because I never argued with you? Because I valued your opinion and input on everything we did together instead of doing just the things I wanted to do? Because I paid for almost everything we did like the good boyfriend should do? Because I hardly drink and don't do any drugs? Because I stopped trying to hold your hand all the time and kissing you and caressing you in public or in front of others like you asked me to? Because I told you I loved you so much? Because I wanted us to text each other goodnight every night just so I know you're okay? Or could it be something else?
I'm getting the feeling it could be something else.
Yeah. I just cannot understand. No matter how much I think about it, how being a nice, caring, considerate, loving, generous guy drove you away. You said you felt smothered. And I'm ending it right there. Yeah, she's smothered because this goes on for another page and a half. Page and a half.
Dude.
Hey, mister, take a chill. Take a step back and let her breathe. Jeez Louise.
Jeepers, Kira.
And this is just how we're going. Thank you, Patty, for all the wonderful times we did share together. Curse you, Patty, for making me fall in love with you just to poop on me.
Curse you, Patty.
Yes, the old stool.
Somebody says, sounds more like vent line misconnections today. Yeah.
Wow. Should we just... Try and find a shorter one, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know where to go from there.
Love at the methadone clinic. From the very moment I laid eyes upon you, I knew that love truly does exist.
Yeah.
Like every day I think of you, your smile, the expressions you make when you tell a story, and that laughs of yours are contagious. Everything about you is beautiful. Your short, dark hair, those greenish-bluish eyes, and like what man could resist that banging body? You light up that gloomy room every time you enter it. I wish you would notice me, but I just need to build up some courage to talk to you. You always are with what seems to be your sister. I don't know, but I'm usually alone. I know there's a slim chance of you seeing this, but if you do, please contact me. I believe we were meant to be.
That's at the methadone clinic?
Love at the methadone clinic.
That's going to do it for Miss
You've never noticed me, but I believe we were meant to be.
Miss Connection Wednesday brought to you by Optivision, where LASIK is $13.50 an eye, regardless of your prescription. Call them today, 1-800-20-HAPPY.